The issue of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction is coming to dominate Congress, Parliament in Britain, and there are strong statements today on the issue from President Bush. The president spoke today at a Virginia community college and responded to critics who said that his administration inflated the threat of WMDs to establish a rationale for war.
We made it clear to the dictator of Iraq that he must disarm. We asked other nations to join us in saying to him that he would disarm, and he chose not to do so, so we disarmed him. And I know there's a lot of revisionist history now going on, but one thing is certain, he is no longer a threat to the free world, and the people of Iraq are free.
The discussion tomorrow moves to Capitol Hill. Both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees begin reviews on how intelligence on Iraq's weapons was put together. Earlier today on NPR's Morning Edition, Senator Carl Levin, a Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, explained why he wants CIA Director George Tenet to declassify documents regarding suspected Iraqi weapon sites.
Well, we asked George Tenet, the head of the CIA, on a number of occasions publicly whether or not all of the significant weapons of mass destruction suspect sites had been shared with the UN inspectors. And he twice told us publicly that all of the significant sites had been shared with the UN inspectors. I challenged that publicly at the time back in February because the classified material showed that, as a matter of fact, a lot of the sites had not been shared with the inspectors. And we've had a ongoing battle over this ever since, and it is now clearly opportune to make public the actual figures, the actual numbers of suspect sites which have been shared, which he withheld from the public at that time.
Carl Levin of Michigan, the senior Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee. And in London today, a parliamentary inquiry got underway into the British government's justification for launching a war with Iraq. Former Foreign Secretary Robin Cook appeared as the first witness at a House of Commons look into whether the threat posed by Saddam Hussein was exaggerated. Here is Cook responding to a question posed by the chairman of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, Donald Anderson, about the quality of Iraqi intelligence.
I actually have no doubt about the good faith of the Prime Minister and others who engaged in this exercise. If anything, I think perhaps the problem was the burning sincerity and conviction of those who were involved in the exercise. Intelligence, one should understand, it comes in an enormous broad range. It's a bit like an alphabet soup. You get all the letters of the alphabet. You can try there by studying it carefully to try and come up with a coherent statement. I fear on this occasion what happened was that those bits of the alphabet that supported the case were selected. Now, that's not deceit, it's not invention, it is not coming up with intelligence that didn't exist, but it was not presenting the whole picture. And I fear the fundamental problem is that instead of using intelligence as evidence in which to base a conclusion about policy, we used intelligence as the basis in which you could justify a policy in which we'd already settled.
The burning conviction led to a distortion of the evidence?
I would not be. I think it would be probably fair to say that there was a selection of evidence to support the conclusion rather than a conclusion that arose from a full consideration of the evidence.
We'll have more on the debate over weapons of mass destruction on Talk of the Nation in the days and weeks ahead. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, and Alicia Montgomery. Our director is Chad Campbell, the production assistant is Brendan Banizak, and our intern is Amelia Shaw. The technical director for Talk of the Nation is Michael Cullen. He gets help this week from Vince Muse, Art Laurent, Stacey Abbott, Mitch Eaton, and Ivan Berketh. The senior editor of the program is Ellen Silva. The senior producer is Sue Goodwin. And Leith Bishop is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.